Yes, I agree. Todd St. Orr's Gold Coast Air Care, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Always helpful. Yes, he'll be back. Hey, stick around after Fox News. We have something special coming up for you after the 10 o'clock hour.
News, talk, traffic, and weather for Northwest Florida. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
Some faculty and staff at Pensacola State College protesting working conditions under COVID and a controversial vote-by-mail bill moving forward in Tallahassee. Those stories coming up after Fox News.
Looking forward to summer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and not just because much of America is an icebox right now. President Biden says by July there should be enough coronavirus vaccine for everyone. The White House has just announced the rate of vaccinations has risen to 1.7 million a day. Another big issue, reopening still closed schools. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, in a CNN town hall last night, President Biden clarified confusion on what qualifies as a school reopening after reporting that stated a reopening was having in-person learning at least one day a week.
I said opening the majority of schools in K through eighth grade because they're the easiest to open, the most needed to be open in terms of the impact on children and families.
He said many would be open 5 days a week. The CDC's school reopening guidance lists five mitigation strategies: universal and correct mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing, cleaning of facilities, and contact tracing, isolation, and quarantine. Dave.
Now, Tanya, as for when the president thinks we can shed the masks?
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing.
Two men in Florida who didn't want to wear masks got busted at a Deerfield Beach resort claiming to be federal marshals showing phony credentials. They were arrested by a real U.S. marshal. Now back to the cold.
We're trying to keep everybody in the center of the house where it's warm.
She's at a nursing home in Georgetown, Texas, where bundled up residents are huddled up around one generator powered space heater.
An awful lot of suffering taking place here in the Lone Star State. Some 2.8 million are without electricity. That number is down from yesterday, but still an awful lot of people, especially if you're shivering in your home.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Dallas, where they got more snow and ice, and there are storm warnings from there to Virginia. The Northeast will get a hit again tomorrow. At least 20 deaths blamed on the wintry blast. America's listening to Fox News.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's 10:03 of News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 36 and cloudy. Good morning, I'm Mark Jacobs. Some faculty and staff at Pensacola State College still not happy about COVID-19 safety protocols. Late Tuesday, they staged a protest. Certain union faculty leaders and members saying their concerns include sanitation and building maintenance. They say the response plan promised to students last fall isn't being fulfilled. PSC President Dr. Ed Meadows argues the school is following all CDC guidelines.
There are some faculty that they just don't want to come to work on campus. They want to do it from the, you know, luxury of their home.
Meadows says he also suspects it's part of a pressure campaign by union faculty since new contract talks began last week. A controversial vote-by-mail bill moving forward in Tallahassee. State Senate Committee passing the proposal requiring voters to more frequently request mail-in ballots. Under current law, if you requested a mail-in ballot this year, you'd get mail-in ballots through 2024. Under the measure okayed yesterday, you'd only get those mail-in ballots through 2022. A master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, the first Corps Station Service member inducted into the newly created Space Force.
The PNJ reports that Ashley R. Robards, who was assigned to the 316th Training Squadron Detachment 1, re-enlisted for 4 years and was inducted into the new branch during a ceremony on February 9th at NAS Pensacola. Robards is an intelligence fusion analyst. She says she is excited to, quote, be part of something new and help build the Space Force from the beginning. I'm Cheryl King for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Today we do have a 30% chance of showers after 3 p.m. turning into a 90% chance of rain as we head overnight, with those temperatures warming overnight near 67 degrees. As we head into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms possible before noon, then showers likely, high near 65. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
36 in Pensacola, 37 in Gulf Breeze, 34 in Milton at 10:05. Our next news at 10:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, and I am super excited. We have a special guest in studio with us right now. We're going to speak with Jackie O'Connell. She is with this really amazing foundation called I Pink. That's what I said. I Pink the color. I Pink I Can Run. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, Jackie is the executive director of I Pink I Can Run, of this chapter.
Keeping Abreast Foundation.
Okay. Now, tell us all about that.
Okay. So we are actually a Mardi Gras crew that was formed in the early 2000s called the Crew du Yayas. And the Crew du Yayas formed a foundation in 2010 called the Keeping Abreast Foundation. And our run is called I Pink I Can Run.
I love that.
Yeah.
Keeping the Breast Foundation. Now, obviously, this has something to do with breast cancer. And was there just something that happened within the crew? Did somebody get sick? What's the history?
So our crew was formed originally with, we're a crew with a purpose. We have raised money for breast cancer awareness and other events in the community since our inception. We've always given back. And at some point we formed a foundation where we could have our own programs and figure out where the money goes and have more of a say in that. The run came about as just a bunch of us that are runners that wanted to do a run because there was no breast cancer run in Pensacola. So that's really how that all panned out. And here we are 8 years later.
Wow, 8 years. That's incredible. Now, how much money do you all raise? And is it just like for local efforts?
All the money that our organization raises stays local. We have partnerships with the Woodlands, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, and the Women's Group here. So our services extend really from Alabama towards the east. We still service Okaloosa, Walton and Okaloosa counties. Yes, so everything we do stays here.
That's awesome. So, you know, a lot of people want to see in kind of our hamlet that we live in, our little hamlet, stay within our hamlet. And we kind of get expanded, like, as an extension of, like you said, Baldwin County, South Baldwin County in Alabama. And we are a really close-knit community here in Northwest Florida, especially Santa Rosa and Escambia County. Yeah. And so keeping those funds and those efforts focused on our people here, because sometimes, you know, people can kind of just feel like, oh, we're forgotten. Hello, we're over here on the panhandle. And I can only imagine just feeling like when you're going through anything remotely close to battling breast cancer, not wanting
to feel alone. But let's jump on over. We have just been, we're chatting with Jackie O'Connell, and she is with a really cool run that's happening here very shortly. It's coming up this weekend, right? It starts on...
starts on the 20th of February, and it goes through the 28th. This year is, as we all know, has been a very weird blip in time.
Yes.
And yes. Historically, it has been a one-day event, always usually... Well, the weird thing about a February event is that you have to juggle around Mardi Gras. So, because our entire volunteer base is in a Mardi Gras crew, excuse me, we have to avoid the parades. Mm-hmm. So, this year, we were supposed to be next weekend, and we chose to do this virtually this year. The biggest reason, well, first of all, there's usually an enormous party, which we don't feel we can do safely, and right. It's always at the Floribama. Is that a lot of our population are breast cancer survivors, and they seem to be, cancer survivors in general right now seem to be a very vulnerable population with respect to COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's the responsible thing for us to do, and we're sad. We're sad we can't be in person, but oh my goodness, you know, you got 8 days to do this. So
right.
It's opened up other doors for us.
Yeah, and the safety factor is just really important to remember. And the fact that we live in a day and age, right, where even though we have to cancel things, and that's a loaded word sometimes, maybe rearrange things,
right.
At least we have this amazing blessing and of being able to access our events online. So I even shared with you on the phone when we were chatting before that my husband, he was training to do a marathon a year ago, and then everything got shut down. Every city traveling, you couldn't do anything. And so they took it virtually and were able to log their mileage through an app. Now, I absolutely love that, because we want to encourage people, number one, to stay healthy and stay active and stay involved in these organizations, but also don't give up on your cause. Don't give up on your effort. Don't give up on, you know, just keep pivoting.
Right.
Trying your best, and y'all have done that. So let's chat a little bit about what goes into it. What do people need to do to... sign up?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, sign up at runsignup.com. Just look for I Pink I Can Run. We also have our website. You can find the event at www.keepingabreastfoundation.org. There's a lot of ways you can get to the actual run sign up, but just go to runsignup.com. Once you sign up, you can choose, you pick what you want to do, run, walk, or if you just want to support the cause and get a shirt, you can do that too. You can add $5 onto your registration fee, and we will mail you your stuff. That's after the event. All the goodies are after the event this year, which is also a pivot for us. But, right. You know, we're just rolling with the flow here. Register, it's $30. You have between the 20th and the 28th of this month to do your event. You can do it on a treadmill. You can do it outside. Go to a park. Do it wherever, whatever it takes for you to get 4 miles in. I just got a new hip. I'm going to have to do it in 4 segments because I can't walk 4 miles at this point. But, I really wanted to run it this year. That was my silver lining. And then I just kind of blew that out the water. But well, I'm going to get my 4 miles in, you know, to show my support of this event. Your registration fee gets you a shirt. I brought you here's a blank. No one can see it, but it's a really cool tech shirt, and it'll have our logo
awesome.
On it. And then everybody gets a really cool medal, which is very new this year. We always do place finisher medals and not participant medals. And it is actually a bottle opener.
I see that. That is so cute.
Yeah, and it fits right in your little credit card case. So it's perfectly sized to take with you. And you can download a bib. So your bib will be personalized to your name. When you are all finished, you can get a finisher certificate. When you register, you will get an email that tells you where to go and do all these things. And it's user-specific. So I can't just send out a link and go here. You know, you sign back on into your registration site, and it will take you to everything you need to do. And you also can upload your time, like your husband did in his race.
Yes.
And if you don't really want to post a time or let anyone know that, you can just, there's a box there where you can just check off that you completed it.
Right. That's awesome. And Jackie just shared that she had to get a new hip So first of all, congratulations, I guess. What does one say to a person when they tell you that, other than, I don't know, if I can't say I'm sorry because it's new, it's fresh, but also go you for saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to support the cause. I'm going to support these women who are battling the unknown. My grandmother was a breast cancer survivor. You know, I think that it's really important to remember, and I'm just going to say this, COVID is real. It's happening. It's all over. We need to be safe. We need to be mindful, washing hands, wearing masks. But also remember to keep in your thoughts and your prayers about those who are also battling things that we've kind of just put on the back burner for right now. And so with this event, with this run, walk, treadmiller event, whatever you choose to do, you're kind of bringing back the light onto a very pressing issue and something that still needs to be discussed. And you know what? We have more to chat about. Stick around. If you have any questions for Jackie or the event, or you want to chime in, maybe give some feedback about your experience or whatever it is, 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. Stick around. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Orrs and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. So, get the most out of your heating and cooling system. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 934-2768 or visit them on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at gulfbreezenews.com.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for Mana, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's talk about love.
92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I am here in studio with Jackie O'Connell, who is the executive director of this amazing foundation called Keeping Abreast Foundation. And I want Jackie to share. She has some stuff to share, just like little tidbits and information about the run, walk. You don't have to run. I just needed a little Dixie Chicks in my life. but if you are a runner and you want to get through those 4 miles, right, go for it. Or if you want to run a little extra, go for it too. Nobody's stopping you. So why don't you give us some more details, though? We would love to hear it.
Well, one of the things I wanted to touch upon is our packet pickup this year. Usually it's before the event, but again, weird year, everything's different. We really didn't have any true way to predict our numbers because we've never done this virtually, and it seemed smarter because of the way things have been going in the country. We wanted to give it a little more time. So our packet pickup is actually a completion packet pickup, and it is 1 month after the race, pretty much. So it'll be on Friday, the 26th of March at the Floribama, and we're flip-flopping that too. We're doing reverse of what we normally do. And it'll be it's not at the Floribama, but across the street in between their the yacht club and the old River Grill. Outside, it'll be contactless. And then the next day in Pensacola proper, because we know we have a lot of participants both from Alabama and Pensacola, that'll be at the Woodlands, and they have a wonderful portico if you've never been outside. You know, so we're under this big arch, and once again, outside, and that'll be from 10 to 12, and that's on March 27th, and that's awesome. A Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you don't have to worry about, you know, one of the things, like I said, when my husband's marathon was postponed or sent virtually, I'll just say that, the completion packets were sent later on, and it was fun. You get to, it's something to look forward to after you complete something special. Maybe it's your first one. Maybe you're getting through like a health issue or whatever it is, and this is one of the first ones you get to complete this year. That's just a little token of woohoo, like we did it, you know, and a little celebration. So again, and I'm going to podcast this as well, so people can look up those details. I'll make sure I put these all in our notes. And I have a question coming in. It says, what are the age limits for participants? Do children have to be pre-registered?
Okay, there's no age limit.
Okay.
We've never had an age limit. And actually, we've had a lot of people in their 70s and 80s participate in the past.
Oh.
Children participate. If you're looking for your child to receive a shirt, and the smallest size we have is an extra small. But if you're looking for them to get some of the stuff, then you really need for them to register.
Okay.
There's no way for me to populate a bib for them unless they're in this, you know, if you want to have a bib for them and the certificate and all that, they have to be registered. But if you just want to have your child accompany you and show spirit, that's fine.
Right. Yeah. And of course, like, it's kind of, you know, in this next couple of days, actually, is I believe I'm looking at Saturday, which is the kickoff day, Saturday, February 20th. If you're thinking about maybe you think you can run, I know you can, and getting registered before then, is there a cutoff date also for registering?
The 26th.
Oh, okay. So you even have time within the whole thing to get
right.
registered, you know. And so Saturday, though, if you can get to it, it looks like it's going to be one of our sunnier days. I can see high of 56-ish. So you might want to. I know Jackie and I looked at each other like, can you please get a little warmer? But like she shared, you don't just have to do this outside. And I mean, I like to. Maybe you can take your dog with you. That would be something fun. Dress up your little dog in some pink. I have some for my dog. She just naturally wears a pink jacket. But getting outside for a day, you can also do this on your treadmill in the safety and warmth of your own home. You know, count those steps that you've done. Maybe if you're like me, and sometimes you count the steps. Jackie and I were also talking. We're both runners. We enjoy running, although right now we both have things going on in our lives. We're kind of maneuvering around it. We'll get back to it. So for now, we get to walk. But for the most part, this isn't, you don't have to be a super athletic person. We just want you to support the cause. Know that it's happening. And I have a couple of friends right here in Pensacola who were diagnosed with breast cancer literally within a couple of weeks of one another. They don't know one another, but it's something that is still happening. You know, we can't forget that we have friends out there who need love and support. as they fight something that you might not be able to see from the outside.
You just reminded me of something. We have something new this year on our registration as teams. So we've got a fundraising team component, and we also have a team that's whatever, a social team component. A friend of mine reached out to me. This has been a learning curve for sure. She wanted to form a team in honor of somebody who had been recently diagnosed with breast cancer. Actually, no, someone who had sadly passed away from breast cancer. And we actually have both on the website, and I'm rambling, excuse me. And it's neat because you can go out. I know there are a lot of people that are going out. They're going to go in their little group of their team and walk this together or run it together. So there's different ways you can register, not just individually. It'll put you in there by yourself, but you can also place yourself on a team.
A team effort.
Yes.
I love that. And of course, you know, what better way to spend some time than to do something healthy and philanthropic, should I say, with your friends. Hey, we have a little bit more information for you. This is Jackie O'Connell. She's talking about I Pink I Can Run. Stick around. We're going to give you some more details when we get back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople. No fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car. Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday morning at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Davis Allen, Program Director for ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM, and we're hiring here. Right now, we do have an immediate job opening for the part-time role of producer for Sports Drive with Chad Brilliante, as well as Talk Football with Coach K. This includes producing on-air promos, but also previous radio, TV, and production experience. It's preferred, but we are willing to train. You can find out more, along with an ADX job application, at ESPNPensacola.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to meet a man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Thanks for listening. Hey, we've been talking with Jackie O'Connell from Keeping Abreast Foundation, and we have the I Pink I Can Run kicking off this Saturday, February 20th. Jackie, we want to give everybody some more information before we close out the show.
Okay, before I forget, because this is really, really important, I want to thank our major sponsors, which are the Woodlands, Cox Communications, Cat Country, News Radio 1620, South Baldwin Regional Medical Center, and Perdido Key Sports Bar. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, and the Floribama, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
We love giving shout outs to people who are doing major things. So keep going.
Yes, we do. One thing I forgot to mention earlier, please post your pictures when you do your event and hashtag it. I think I can run. It's on our Facebook. We have Instagram. We would love to see your pictures. Yes. What else do you want?
One more time. What is the website that people can go on and register?
RunSignUp.com.
RunSignUp.com. Look for I Pink I Can Run.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct. Yep. Thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you for being an advocate for women who are battling breast cancer, helping raise awareness, funds, getting people to acknowledge that it still exists. It hasn't gone away. We need to continue to support our sisters in the fight. So make sure you guys check that out and look them up on Facebook as well.